Well, Dimitri, last Tuesday around 5 o'clock, as this Blue Line train was leaving Roslyn, headed toward Arlington Cemetery, what happened was the wheels on a section of that train on one specific rail car, they were too far apart, too wide, if you will, and that caused them to come off the tracks and the derailment happened. What we also learned from the National Transportation Safety Board today is that there was damage to the high voltage third rail, 750 volts in that third rail, and that's why some passengers on board the train described a smell of smoke. They described haze. And also, don't forget, this was the third time in that day, on that Tuesday, that the train had actually derailed in service. Two other times, what we learned from the NTSB is that the wheels came off the tracks and then went back on the tracks. They re-railed themselves, so the train didn't come to a stop. It was this third and final derailment in that one day that caused all this.
You know, the words potentially catastrophic are getting everyone's attention with good reason. How close were we to perhaps an incident that hurt people, even a deadly incident here?
There's no doubt about it. This could have been way worse. And in so many cases, we're lucky that no one was seriously hurt here. One person did have to go to the hospital, but is expected to be okay. But when you consider that this specific train in one day had actually come off the tracks a number of times, and then with passengers on board actually did come off the tracks and people had to walk off that train, obviously very concerning. If it had happened in any other part of the metro system, someplace that was above ground, maybe on an aerial structure, we could be talking about a much different situation here.
So what's being done to fix this?
Well, the short answer is we don't know what the fix is, and hopefully there is a fix, because Metro has over 700 of these 7,000 series rail cars that they've put into service. In many ways, they were supposed to be the shining star of the Metro fleet, and if they can't fix them, then we are talking about reduced service levels for a long time, and not to mention a lot of wasted money. Each one of these 7,000 series rail cars, they cost about $2 million each. So it's a huge waste of money. I got to imagine that they're going to come up with some fix for the wheel assembly system. But still, when you're talking about wheels that have been having trouble for years and we're just finding out about it, it's unsettling.
Adam, as you have reported on for years, we thought Metro was getting its safety act together. Is this evidence it has not done that?
Well, Dimitri, that's part of the most shocking thing with all of this. Everything in recent years had been pointing to an increased safety culture, to a culture that was transforming, to fixing the tracks, all of the safe track, all of the platform rebuilding, the new rail cars coming in. And they have a contract for another set of new rail cars called the 8000 series that are actually supposed to be even safer than these 7000 series and more improved. But what we're hearing is that it's more of the same from Metro's dark past, that people knew about problems and it appears that they were just swept under the rug until there was a major issue.
What's a final thought you'd leave us with?
Final thought is this is troubling. It's disturbing. Quite frankly, not sure what to believe that we're being told from certain people. And, you know, there was a Metro board meeting last week where Metro's chief safety officer openly asked the board if they had any questions about this incident. And I understand that it's part of a federal investigation now, and they are limited to what they can say. But if this agency, this board, these leaders don't advocate for the riders who they're actually now asking to come back to the system, you know, during a pandemic, after the pandemic, it's going to be tough to win these riders back. And this certainly doesn't help. So it is a troubling a troubling incident, and you just hope they can get a fix going. And the only way to win riders back is to start running the trains effectively, on time, and safely. You do that over and over and over again, and that's how you win people's trust back.